Can we get rid of the fucking ska?
Podcast. Great one.
For the listener, we were listening to
the ska
podcast. I'm so excited to be here.
It's the What's Online podcast.
Kurt's on his phone. Should I have waited?
Yeah, you should have. I told you I was looking up the I Chose Hampshire manifesto.
Wait, God.
Very important to have that in our back pocket because...
We need it. Do you have anything good to talk about, Dan?
Is this the first half or the second? You're right, this is the first half, right? Yeah, it really kicks off that fast? I thought there was a little bit more gap. No, there's not.
No.
I'm dumb. I'm thinking of the second half, I think. Maybe. No, I'm not.
This is what happens when Kurt doesn't introduce us.
I know. I get really thrown off. That's.
I'm throwing you off now? Oh, shit.
How
sorry.
The tables turn.
How the turns
have tabled.
The turntable.
Have.
Weeky, weeky.
And the microphones.
Air it.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
No, I wasn't prepared at all to do this.
Pull
podcast.
His phone back. Oh, you see if you have a question now?
No, I don't want Hampshire. I want Hampshire.
Hampshire.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And this is...
Those two very different things.
Well, it's Hampshire that is trying to give me, and I want Hampshire.
Hampshire. Yeah. Like Rapture.
It's Rapture, but it's Hampshire.
Like Ham. H-A-M-P-T-U-R.
And Google Hampshire. Is very adamant Hampshire. That Hampshire is not a
this
thing.
This is a
and
wild
I'm,
start. to this episode.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online podcast, where we're here to answer two things. What is Hampshire and what is online? Before I go back to my phone and try and figure that out, let's get into people we have on the podcast today. We've got Daniel Ryan, the Hamburglar.
Hey,
thank you for joining
my
us.
Ugly sweater.
It's not an ugly sweater.
I love
sweater. You're dressed to
impress.
Get into your new career, which is not coding, it's not cooking, it's stealing other people's cooking.
That's just plankton.
We got Ryan Pluck on the podcast.
Hi. Hello. I am not stealing hamburgers.
Absolutely not. We got Taylor.
Hello.
Who's existing in a... You're getting thrown back into the void of what kind of guest you are. It's a...
You said
Eldritch
wet
abominant.
Kind of guest?
I know. I heard wet, and I was like, I'm a wet guest.
What kind of guest?
What? You're falling back in that wet, swampy area.
Yeah. You can be wet if you want. It's
the
fine.
Void. The
it's
wet
the guest
void.
Zone. Okay. We leave it moist and damp.
Matt's been plenty sweaty people. On the podcast, so...
Oh, he's been. We have yeah. been plenty sweaty.
True.
And I'm your host, Curtis Carlson. And how have things been, guys? How you guys doing?
This is hard to find.
The Hampshire thing? Yeah, it yeah. is. I swear,
I can find it, but I can't find
he
this
has a blog,
thing.
But I don't want to, like, scroll all the way down to try and, like, find...
Yeah, like, years and years.
Well, that's while you're looking for that, I got something, I guess.
All right, yeah, let's
hear
it. We're, for people on the podcast, we're post-Thanksgiving, so...
Yeah.
We are... That's when it is, when it gets released, or when you listen to it. That's your fucking business, really. You know, I'm kind of tired of hearing some lip from these listeners.
Yeah,
I'm not tired. I've
yeah,
heard
we're
nothing.
Getting blown up, and we're just deleting all of it. For
yeah.
sure, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
What do you have first, Taylor?
My birthday was Friday.
Ah!
Whoa.
Yeah.
Happy late birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Right.
Or early, depending on when the listener listens to this.
Well...
Could be next year.
Yeah.
It could be very early for yeah. next year. And I'm now the salon manager of my job where it's like the grooming salon.
Ooh. Okay.
So I make more money, but I hate my job more than I did before.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to that life.
Beautiful. Customer yep. service.
It's wonderful.
Well, it's more grooming the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the worst.
Oh, really? Tired. Just dealing with the dogs.
It's awful. Like, wow, these dogs are...
The worst? The best
yeah.
of the best?
You get some that are okay, and then the rest of them don't know how to handle
what
themselves while getting, you know, even a simple nail trim.
Toes down.
It. Oh my God. I wish I was back to dog training so bad. but making the money I'm making now.
Yeah.
Did you have dogs like jump through hoops when you were dog training?
No, that would be agility training. I did behavioral training.
There is a man that my dad knew in Michigan that he just called the dog master that we would visit every once in a while, and he'd have these kennels, and they had like obstacle courses for them to go around and everything like that, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, agility training is neat, but we don't have the space for that at PetSmart. So
no, yeah, it was fucking a huge thing, and I was like playing on the dog equipment. I was like, this is fun. Like, trained Curtis to do this, and then I got bit by a chicken, and I was like, I don't like this place anymore.
Why were there chickens at the dog thing?
It was like literally in the middle of like rural Michigan, so like they had probably like a bunch of property for like $100.
Which one do you think is worth more?
Yeah, what are you
a
doing?
A chicken or a
I'm
dog?
Trying to find.
I chose Hampshire.
The Hampshire guy.
Manifesto.
Yeah, to find his thing.
God,
You sent me down a rabbit hole. I sent me down a rabbit hole.
I mean, if we can't find it, we can't find it. It's okay. We talked about Hampshire last episode.
Look, I haven't even started looking yet.
I kind of wanted it in my back pocket because it's really long and just
how's it feel having an empty pocket?
Well, reading it out would be pretty funny, but
I'll start looking.
Now Ryan's gonna take a chance.
Oh no! All right, Dan. Kurt. What the fuck have you been up to, idiot?
What have I been up to? Ordering a Christmas or no birthday presents for this motherfucker, and also Christmas. Her birthday? What did she mention that?
Yes.
No.
She
did. Wasn't
paying attention at all.
You weren't. No, you were hamburgling.
I was trying to find the Hampshire thing. I mean, I knew it was her birthday.
I know, but wow. Thanks, babe.
Gotta find out about these hamsters. You know what I mean? I'll hear the episode.
This is so frustrating. Having like Dan be in second command on this podcast is just like.
Yeah, I don't know. My fucking my chef got her a bunch of. Do you tell him about the coloring books?
No.
Ooh. He got her a bunch of coloring books that he actually got for his wife like 2 years ago, and she hasn't used. And they're like, I'd say right up your alley. Eh?
Yeah, they were all like horror themed.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
horror, one was called like.
Do you like
gothic.
Coloring?
I do. I mean, as an artist, yes.
Do you like coloring books?
But as a dog trainer.
Yeah. How do you feel about it as a dog trainer?
Now, how does the dog trainer in you feel about coloring?
And how does your boss feel about is there still a person above you in the store often? Or are you kind of top dog for your area?
I'm top dog in the grooming salon. But dogs. My like store leader is still my main boss.
Oh damn it.
I know.
So you can't pull out the coloring book on clock?
I don't have time. To do that.
That's
in there.
What I'm saying. I mean, like, if you didn't care, you'd make time. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, if
just
I didn't care,
do this other thing.
Please
go color this.
I do because I'm the manager.
Rats.
I know. Got to give a little bit of a shit to keep that money flowing. You know.
Yeah. How do both of you feel about coloring books?
I mean, I loved coloring books as a kid, and honestly, if you're like kind of in a mental block, drawing wise, or just whatever art you're doing, I feel like sometimes it's kind of fun and inspiring because my friend surprised me yesterday from coming all the way from Ohio to see me for my birthday. And we just sat there and colored for hours in those books.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question, I think they're really good for neurodivergent people.
Thank you.
He did big quotation marks while he said it.
No.
Around his own head.
Yeah, are you saying yourself?
Well, it's marketed towards people who are like ADD and need like, or have anxiety or something like that and need like a release. And I know I was diagnosed as ADD as a child, and I fucking have tons of anxiety as an adult.
Yep.
But
how often do you
draw to coloring books? Or
I would rather just draw myself, but. I also usually draw in black and white, and that's usually like my.
A coloring book is a finished product to you.
No.
Have you considered making coloring books?
Yes. Yes, I have. Because
that sounds kind of up your alley for the stuff you draw.
Yeah, because I do make a lot of art that is in black and white, and I like doing that.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
I feel like that's a really good idea and probably pretty easy to sell.
Yeah.
The thing is, I usually try and balance it out with black, like the negative space. But if I just didn't do that, I would basically be making like a coloring book drawing.
Yeah. I mean, I remember years ago you used to do your drawings and throw them through your like screen reader and then pull them up on some app on your computer.
You could still put the negative spaces black, though.
On some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I don't leave enough for coloring necessarily. Like, I could show you some of like the more recent stuff, but yeah, I could still use like negative space and everything like that, but I would just be like more conscious, oh, this would be fun to color in, sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
Because there's sometimes where I'm like going through this and I actually don't like coloring in digital art that much. I just use like a fill tool and I'm just like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, okay. So you make a coloring book and then you make a Instagram or TikTok, like series where you're showing the like work through of his coloring book. You know what I mean? Like each video is like one page.
And then you come like in and burgle a ham.
Yeah, and I can steal a ham.
There you go. not a hamburger, but a ham.
Right.
Anybody on the podcast,
I'm like, hey, do I get free burgers? Can I take them? You know what I mean? That's their
DoorDash.
Guy.
We live near McDonald's.
I'm the Hamburglar. We just go in with a camera and film it. And like, it's an ad.
Before we go any further with this really lame joke, we should probably establish that Dan looks like the Hamburglar right now.
I'm wearing a black and white
It's implied, but you know.
Sweater.
Yeah.
We're making the joke because that's how he looks.
Sweater.
Yeah, but this one doesn't have a turtleneck. And that's the kind.
But it's got a collar.
That's like a short turtleneck.
But he says one
it's
with
like
a collar
salamander neck.
And then turtleneck.
That's the kind. Yeah. That color.
Oh.
Oh, man.
One that color turtleneck. He was like referencing the green turtleneck, which
can,
I
can
know
of. Can we fact check these lyrics?
You can.
I
said you
find hamster.
Taylor, do not try me on SpongeBob knowledge.
I love SpongeBob, so my phone's over there. You're fucking lucky.
I feel like we're having a neurodivergent, like,
we are
face off here now.
Face off.
I'm like, I'm not into coloring books, but I know a huge amount about
bird
SpongeBob.
Bird opinions.
It's a bird opinion. I don't know why it's been skipping on
this
app. For
weird.
The listener, it doesn't, though.
That's
nice.
Really weird.
I don't know why we're all confused right now. Like, fucking,
was it, did that
cares?
Come
just
out?
Go.
It sounded like it came out of the
speakers.
My speakers
on? Yeah, cause, well, it's because they're on.
We're just confused because we don't know what the bird opinion's going to be yet. Whoa.
No, we don't.
Oh, Kurt, what's your bird opinions for this episode?
What's the bird opinion?
Big Bird doesn't really look that much like a bird until you look at his feet. He just looks like a scary, like, thing, you know?
I mean, he has a beak.
He is like, nice. He's like a Dr. Seuss.
How many
like,
other things that aren't birds have beaks? Does
platypus
count?
Yes,
that's
platypus.
It?
Absolutely.
That's just it, right?
So does a squid.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
He has beaks.
Okay, so it doesn't have to. It's not bird
fish.
Exclusive.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, birds or
no,
fish
clownfish.
Don't exist.
What? Fish don't exist?
Yeah. A fish isn't thing. It's not a descriptive enough term for any of the things that we call fish.
Yeah, that's what they are called.
No, that's what we call them. But scientifically, that's not what they're called. Like, there's no, like, Latin thing for fish that is the what we call fish. Like,
I know,
because
we've just
kind of
grouped it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, you're okay. Being what what we in the neurodivergent world call pedantic.
I don't know. I'm fucking did something I saw. I was like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Neurodivergent means just like smart now. So.
Yay.
About useless shit. About random
yeah.
things.
Ain't that the truth?
That's not necessarily smart.
I know
it's
enough
about
to know a fish when I
about
see
strange
it, Dan.
Topics.
Wait, I think Ryan found something.
About
yeah,
hamster?
No, I haven't found anything yet.
Right,
I say that would be good in trivia.
What,
that
fish aren't real?
Shit.
Oh,
I think
it
say
is. Like, I've done some trivia stuff, and it's fun because the only knowledge I have is useless knowledge.
Yes. I was good at
or animals.
Trivia.
I remember Matt thought I'd be good at trivia, and then I went, and I was not good at trivia. I wasn't confidently going. I was just like, okay.
Sure, yeah.
Matt thought I would be good at pub trivia, and I was.
They used to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd know a lot of random stuff, but like half it's wrong.
Yeah, but he could convince the guy that it's right.
It's very true. Specific. Like, instead of learning a little bit about a lot of things, I learned like a lot of bit about really useless shit, like dumb, not many things.
Like, you are able to go up and dispute, like, answers with the guy at the places I've been, so it'd be great see Dan.
Argue, like, a, like, history question. When did this happen? I promise you, man.
I know everything about... Listen, motherfucker, I know everything about Saffron.
You probably could convince somebody of the wrong answer, though, really.
He's done it to me several times.
I know he's done it to the whole podcast.
I've got Kurt thinking that's $6 million.
What? What, Saffron $6 million? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
I can't. We can't do that. It's too politically charged right now. I'm sorry. People are getting canceled in Hollywood for this shit. I don't want to lose my job at Meijer.
Wow.
Moving on.
To what?
You tell us.
Yeah. You
me?
Got some more shit?
Yeah. Why does it gotta be me?
Hamburglar? Come on. Tell us about your burger hams. About
my- You call him Hamburglar?
No, Hamburglar. God, I'm sorry. Am I slurring that bad right now?
All right, just quiet.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I don't fucking. I tried a topic and y'all shamed me. Said it was stupid. Taylor rolled her eyes at me.
What was it? Can you say it again?
The fish thing.
I rolled my eyes because.
Oh, yeah. We got interrupted because of bird opinions. That was.
And fish aren't birds, so.
That is true.
Yep. And that's it.
See, and it is like bird, fish aren't anything.
The fish
birds
are fish.
Aren't real. Fish aren't anything.
Hey, but you know what? Even if fish aren't real, they say clown fish in the name. Like, some fish have the word fish in there, so obviously it's kind of acknowledged.
But it's not, like, the Latin name.
No. Well, nothing's Latin name is
it's
what it actually
fishius.
Is.
Fishius.
Fishius, yeah.
Aquatus fishius.
Just like, you know, I have some Roman ancestry. You probably didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. I can't tell if this is a joke that you're leading somewhere.
Did you say some Merman?
Yep.
What? Roman ancestry.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of Mormon ancestry.
Jesus Christ. I guess I am.
You said Roman.
Okay.
Suburban.
Suburban ancestry.
Yeah, no, I fucking got that hereditary, like, fucking... Oh, Heritage, that's what it is, thing back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that movie.
No, Hereditary, where they... That's a really funny movie.
Yeah,
that movie's
I
so
like
dumb.
The part where she gets her head knocked off.
Well, it's best part.
Mom said, keep your head in.
Yeah, like the naked people at the end's pretty cool, too.
Don't lose your head about it, you know what I mean?
But yeah, I've got some Roman ancestry, and I figured out that I have a patrician sort of ancestor.
Patrician?
Yeah, patrician.
Patricia?
Patrician, Dan. It's the opposite of plebeian. A patrician is a noble.
They're doctors for your paw. Like dad's sick.
Do you want to know his name, Dan?
A patrician. God damn
what?
It.
Do you have an idea of what his name would be?
Whose name? The patrician?
The patrician. Yeah.
Wait, your ancestor or just...
Yeah, no, just I figured out the name.
Mike.
No, it's Biggest Dickus.
I had to lower the mic.
God damn it.
I had it for like a solid.
Yeah, I thought you were going somewhere.
I had a feeling this was fake the whole time.
Yeah.
It's a Monty Python
reference.
I
understand that you think about the Romans a lot. But like,
oh, I do.
Yeah, it is.
It's Biggest Dickus. I've got a lot of twins.
Yeah.
I've got a twin named
Don't
Biggest
laugh at
Dickus.
Him, though. Okay.
Well,
so now what?
I don't know, man. You tell us.
Fuck, I don't know.
See, the bird opinions thing made me want
to
say something about like more animals, but you know.
What else you got about animals? Yeah,
let's hear some more about animals.
Do you guys know do you guys know the guy Fishing Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Fishing Garrett. He's insane.
On TikTok and
although I haven't seen him in a minute. Did he finally get fucked up in Brazil?
I think
in
he's
the Amazon
back.
Rainforest?
I think he's back in Florida. So he hangs out in like the
Everglades.
The Everglades.
Eating
barefoot.
Fish and chips.
Barefoot, walking around with the crocodiles, the swamp puppies, and
yeah,
swamp.
He
puppies,
literally touches
swamp
anything,
puppies.
But he was for quite like a few months, I guess. He was in the fucking Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, I don't know
just,
what Fishing Garrett is. Can,
that's
so,
his
can
name.
We get,
Fishing Garrett on TikTok.
Is a TikTok, or I guess just internet content creator dude, where he hangs out. He's kind of like a Zoomer. Steve Irwin.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but like
that
millennial
sounds
Steve
awesome,
Irwin.
The ridiculous kind.
Yeah, and he just like hangs out in the Everglades and yoinks
all
geckos
animals.
And snakes.
Oh, shit.
And he's going out there to box up a bunch of pythons.
Okay.
That are like not native to the Everglades.
Sounds like him and like the Uncle Ben guy from the Urban Rescue Ranch need to like
team up.
Collab.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. This dude just will like touch anything though. Cause when he was in the Amazon, he was like touching wandering spiders, which are extremely deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody in the comments is like, bro, what are you doing?
What are you touching? Like, is he like handling them or is he just like kind of poking his
he
back?
He boops,
like,
boops them real fast.
Just gives them the boop.
Okay. But as soon as you watch it, that spider's like, fucking what?
Well, cause it's a spider.
Yeah.
Right.
I imagine it's quite quick. And they don't just okay.
These ones could be big.
Mm. They are big.
How big are they? How big?
They're almost hand size.
Hand size.
That's a
hand
size
spiders
spider.
Are usually not poisonous.
The wandering spider is.
Is it? Okay. Yes. I know the huntsman spider is.
Big.
No wait,
the
maybe
huntsman spider is not poisonous.
Yeah,
no,
that's
it
just
isn't.
The big old dog size Australian spider. Right?
Yeah. Right. That's a dog.
They're
size.
Just they're just really large. They
so
don't...
the wandering spider is not only hand size but also poisonous.
Or I should say venomous, yes.
Venomous, yeah. No, poison you have to ingest or mm-hmm. absorb. People on the podcast, please know the difference.
How much
poisonous to- is when I drink this fireball. Oops. Venomous is when Dan takes a shot and bites me. Which happens sometimes.
Gosh.
How much do any of you have to get paid to babysit a huntsman spider for a weekend?
I... would not.
Hey, man, I'm going on vacation. Can you watch my huntsman spider?
Nope.
Huntsman? Like, the Australian one? Yeah. Like, what do I have to...
Oi, mate. I'm going on vacation.
What do I have to do?
what do they call it? What do they call
going
it?
Holiday.
They're going on holiday. Yeah.
Holiday.
Hey, you cheeky cunt. I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look after my pet, Henry.
Yeah, Friday, Henry. Saturday, Sunday. I'll be back Sunday night.
I'm going
okay,
on
so for the weekend? Yeah, he's going... Listen, if my fucking cunt of a mate is going on holiday for the weekend... And he wants me to look after his huntsman spider. I'll do that for him.
Nope.
Like,
what are you gonna do with it though?
Yeah. So wait, do I have to feed it? Do I have to like pet it and stuff like that?
I mean, it just. I mean, you can pet it if you want to. I guess
a lot of
it's his pet spider.
So what I do with like spiders that are really I used to have wolf spiders in the basement at my parents' house, and they would hang out on the wall. Yeah, they're really scary, and they move very fast, but I'm like, they're probably eating things that freak me out more, so I'm like, that's fine.
But you just do it because you're a good guy. You charge him the cost of ordering a pizza.
Yeah, no, give me some Fosters.
Yeah,
grab me some Fosters, I guess. I like, as long as I can just keep it in, like, a room, and I just have to keep track of it, then I think
I mean, he wants him to roam the house.
Well, then I have to, like,
you're
actually...
You're going to be, like, hanging out in the living room watching TV, and he's going to, like, crawl across the couch while you're sitting there.
No.
Well, they don't usually do that, though. They're, like, going on the hunt for, like, bugs and things like that.
In the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll be around.
Yeah, but he's not, like, getting on my lap and being like, hey, what's going on here?
Why not? It's a really...
It's a lap spider.
It's a good boy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it ended up on my lap, I'd be a little freaked out, but I... would be like, well, I did tell
here.
That cunt that I'm going to take care of his spider. Guys, I'm helping my Australian friend, so I get the C word pass, by the way.
When
does anybody not get the C word pass?
Americans, apparently. Like,
well, I say cunt all the time.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. Some, I guess.
Weird.
Like, feminists think it's very derogatory,
think that's a boomer thing.
But Also, you call people dicks.
Their face scrunched up real quick. You're like feminist kid, and you were just like, what the fuck is he about to say? I
know. No, yeah. Like, they say it's incredibly, like, that's like a slur versus, like, well, you call people dicks.
No, it's not. Don't be a dick.
That's so stupid. No, it's not.
That sounds like something a dick would say, that cunt's a slur, right?
Yeah.
My God.
That sounds about right.
No, Matt. Yeah, but, if my mate's like, watch, like, he has a specific huntsman spider that he wants me to look after.
He trusts it. Hey, man, he's good with people. He's real nice. He's not going to bite you or anything. He's fucking tamed. He's good to go.
No way.
And he sits on your lap. Are you going to pet him? You're going to.
I'm not going to pet him.
And pet this spider.
I will, no. Like.
You've got its full trust.
What if
you're
he rolls over and shows you his belly?
Yeah,
God damn
yeah,
it.
It's being cute.
Oh, the most
how does
ew.
The spider be cute for you?
Well,
Kurt?
Did I.
What does the spider have to
do
for you?
It gives him the puppy spider eyes.
Did I tell you guys that? When I was a kid and they brought like animals in class, I was the one that would like pet and like hold all of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, same.
We did that at the
yeah,
library.
So like they gave me like the snake. I picked up the hissing cockroaches and they would put the tarantula on me. So like I know like what a spider like crawling across me is like.
Nope.
Yeah, but
no,
what
no,
about
no.
Huntsman size?
Yeah, huntsman's a little scary, but like. I know it's not poisonous, and I'm not a meal for it, and
yeah.
It's not venomous.
So are you
going to
give him the belly scratches?
Am I giving it? No, I feel like, listen, dude, you've got, like, huntsman duties
well,
to get up to.
You fetch with it with, like, a giant, like, plush fly?
What the fuck?
Like, throw it, like, darts after
you. Would you be comfortable with it strapping on your back like a backpack?
Oh, shit, yeah. Like fucking Spider-Man.
This is giving me so much like heebie-jeebies over here.
Yeah. How much mm-hmm. do you have to get paid to do it?
No, you can't pay me to do it. I won't do it.
Ryan, like, what's your price?
I don't know.
3-day weekend watching a huntsman spider. For your mate.
I don't know.
Your cut mate.
Yeah, like, I'd burn their house mate. Down for free.
I don't think that's what they're asking for.
Well, that's what would happen.
It's just big.
Yeah, no. No.
That's weird.
They don't belong in a house, and these people in Australia get them in their houses all the time.
Well, because they're hunting
no,
right? things.
Not as pets, no.
Yeah, well, they're getting things that are probably, like, actual pests. So, like, they're, like...
Yeah, what are they hunting? Like, fucking...
They can eat, like,
crickets,
small mammals.
Yeah, they can eat crickets, lizards, and stuff like that, and it's like, all right, fine.
I imagine they can eat crickets. That's like a cracker.
Oh, okay, like grasshoppers, like big
yeah.
fucking...
Oh, like the big locust guys.
Yes, yeah. So, like, you know, they can...
Journey to the center of the earth.
Listen, locusts. Dan, have you... You've heard crickets outside your window before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a huntsman spider right there fucking backing
no,
you up,
the
wouldn't
sound
it?
Of crickets is
but also,
wonderful.
Wouldn't he try to eat my cat?
No.
It's not big enough
too
to
big?
Do that. Your cat is very tiny, but...
Andy's a bitch. I don't think he'd.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think he'd go anywhere near it.
He would not be eaten by a huntsman spider. Huntsman spiders are like.
Do you think you could take one?
What? I could. Yes, you could stomp down a huntsman spider very
oh,
easily.
Ew, could you
I
imagine how gross that would be,
they're
though?
Full of juice.
They are.
Oh, no!
God. Like a wine barrel.
Holy
I think I feel like their legs do most of like the scary work.
Like, I think all of them is scary. Have you seen their
yeah,
face?
Yeah, what about their eyes and their fucking teeth? That you can't call teeth or mandibles.
They're fangs.
Fangs?
They're fangs.
Mandibles. Fangs?
I mean, they have fangs.
I thought they have the fucking chompy sideways boys.
I feel like you
chompy
guys are
sideways
like
boys.
Really.
And the, oh, yeah.
They have fangs.
Yep.
Nice. I didn't know how to say what I was
me.
Pantomiming over the mic at all.
A peace sign, now curl it over.
In front of the face.
Yeah.
Like a quotation
coming
in front
of
your face.
Okay, there
yeah.
you go.
Ooh, I can see
okay,
it from
I thought
over here.
A lot bigger than that.
It's spooky, but it's not like horrifying, right? Like
it is horrifying.
The legs are doing most of the work there, I feel.
The legs are doing most of the work. I still don't like that.
Wait, what picture
yes.
did you look up
Christ.
Where they're not that large?
I just
look at
it's Huntsman Spider.
We'll see you in the second half.
Yeah.
Where we've got a guest coming on. We never remember to mention that at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, top of the show shit.
You know that it's
What are you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What's Online podcast second half. Right up your ass. We've got Taylor on the podcast.
Oh, out of order, eh?
I don't know if Hamburglar's supposed to be on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, doing? Okay. We got Dan on the podcast.
That's me.
And we got Ryan.
Hi. I'm not dying.
Okay, and I'm your host, Curtis Carlson, and we left off on some kind of conversation that wasn't what we were talking about.
It was about spiders. I'm good with
that. Oh, yeah. Huntsman spider. Cool.
Spider-Man.
Let's import them. Let's import them.
Bird eaters.
Let's get them.
12-inch legs and a 6-inch body.
Please stop.
No, thanks. You mean you don't want to envision
turned on
that?
Over here.
Oh. So, yeah, we're hanging around here trying to figure out what we're doing on the second half.
I think more so Dan's trying to figure out what he's doing.
Oh, are you just waiting for me?
What? Yeah. Hey, Dan, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, I have so much to talk about, but actually, I gotta go because there's this guy that came from an alternate dimension.
Okay. Whoa.
That would love to meet you.
Why do you have to leave because of that?
Because I'm tired.
Is it because of notches?
I'm tired too. Can I leave?
Hold on. Are you telling me to stay while I bring this guy in?
Yeah, let's.
Okay. He's coming on now.
If you can't come up with a good reason to leave.
Huzzah!
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, can we hear that theme song one more time?
Yeah. Hold on, let me cut the music for you. Oh no,
you're not Dan.
Time.
You don't know how to do it.
Dan's still here. What are you talking about?
Opinions. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Okay. Bird opinions. Huzzah! Hello,
welcome,
gentlemen.
Hello. I'm Curtis.
How are you?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I come from the Prim and Proper universe.
Oh, wow.
What was
where
that
I host
like?
The What's Online podcast, our no-nonsense podcast, where we speak on many pop culture topics as well as main events.
Oh, wow.
Main events?
Wow, that's...
Main events, like, shows and
like
whatnot
in,
that are
like
going on.
Pay-per-view or something?
Yeah, sometimes we cover rap.
You know,
leagues.
If I was on a Prim and Proper podcast, I'd say current.
You are, but not in your universe.
Okay. So, wow, that's crazy, man. Like, how are you guys doing over there?
Swimmingly. I'm living off it. You know, I assume you are as well.
No, not at all. I work at a gas station. Yeah.
Yeah, your set looks a little modest compared to mine.
Well, thank
hey,
you.
Hey, hold up a second, Curtis.
Yeah, what are you talking about, man?
We
call it work into this.
Yeah, beginnings.
Yeah. No. Wait.
You should have saw our last studio.
Yeah, we recorded in a closet outside on a balcony for like a year.
Well, yeah, in comparison, everything is
that.
The best or the worst. But
I wasn't
why are you
there
comparing
that.
To the shittiest setup you could have? Hey, man, I was working with what I had at the time.
Yeah, you tell him, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for backing
listen,
me up,
listen, alternate
Brian.
Universe, Curtis. Can I call you?
You can just call me Curtis.
Well, I guess I can. Listen, Curtis,
everyone
like,
can. What do you mean you guess you can?
Well, it's going to get a little fucking confusing, right? Like,
oh, you want to give me a different name so that we're not the same Curtis. To differentiate between the two
of
us.
Yeah, like,
can we call you Mr. Carlson?
Yes, you
that
can call me Mr. Carlson.
Pretty improper.
It is very
that's
proper.
That's, okay, sure, Mr. Carlson. I'm not happy about this, but I can't come up with a better alternative, so I guess we'll go here. Yeah, well, hey, it's great to have you on our podcast. It kind of sucks that you just came in and shit on us, but how are, you know, things in your alternate universe like?
Did you not know I was coming?
I had no clue.
Today is What's Online Podcast Day, Do you not have that in your universe?
No, we don't.
No?
We don't.
I've found most universes, the What's Online podcast is quite popular, and we have our own day.
Is that so? Yeah, is it widely celebrated, or is it like... You know,
just like in one house.
Yeah,
every year,
multiple different universe versions of Curtis like to swap what podcast they're on.
Is that what today is?
I was surprised that you were still here. I assumed that you would be on a different podcast.
Not today.
I'm just here. I was never invited to this.
That's okay. I get to meet you now then.
I suppose you do, Mr. Carlson. What do you talk about on your podcast? You said it's proper and prim, current events and everything. Like, do you have, like, what have you been talking about recently, I guess?
Oh, we've kept up a lot with our politics with Matthew segment.
Oh, yeah. Has that been going well?
He's not here with you guys tonight.
Yeah,
no, he had to work late.
So you guys aren't going to run any politics, any history segments tonight with him?
No, probably not, since he's not here, and it's not funny.
Where's he at? Why can't he be here tonight?
Well, in our universe, the podcast does not support us enough that we just do it by itself.
It doesn't support us.
Well, no. He's Matthew's a professor.
He
teaches history at Cambridge.
Not here.
Were you born in, like, the UK?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very different. We're in the U.S. in the Midwest, and Matt got a public school education and not much else.
Oh, very different show.
Street smarts. Yeah.
I asked him about politics and history because I think it's funny.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
What type of podcast am I on right now?
We're supposed to be a funny one, and I think I'm the one that's getting pranked right now.
Still satirical.
We talk about our dicks a lot. Even Taylor, who doesn't have a dick, she'll...
It's fun.
It's...
For me.
We do funny characters when we feel motivated to do it. We had Satan on last episode.
We did.
Do you have Satan? Yeah, do you have Satan in your universe?
We definitely do not. I mean, we know of Satan, but not on my podcast.
Yeah, no, we had him on.
He sat next to me.
Yeah, it was a really big,
was
like...
he hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty big, like... hit me up. He's like, let me on the podcast. And I'm like, I'll think about it and let him on. So, you know, it's kind of a big deal to have Satan on the podcast.
You know, I keep forgetting that I am still here.
Yeah. So
I'm going to leave and I'm going ahead. And Taylor, do you want to come with me too?
Oh, I guess. This guy doesn't have much to say.
Okay.
What?
Hey,
that guy made it halfway through the episode.
What?
What?
Well, I'm Steve.
Wait.
Hello?
Ryan, do you want to hear that again?
I need it.
Cat opinions.
You're going to make me ooh-woo again?
Okay, we've got another person on the podcast.
Not just another person. I'm you.
Dear Lord, this is not...
Don't worry, my name is not Curtis, it's Catus. I am you as an anime cat girl from another alternate universe, where your fantasies become your reality.
Oh, this is great. We get to line up another onto this podcast. Maybe this will help boost your podcast.
Is there like a clerical error where like multiple... versions of me ended up here? Is this like
it must be some sort of a benefit edition. I'm not quite sure. I was told to come here, but I guess
I figured I would be the best version.
I mean, you are my fancy, so to say.
Like I'm not happy about this.
Okay. Is that like a microwave dinner you guys have in your universe?
No, it's cat food.
Oh.
But
as far as
I'm concerned, all the Kurtz I've met have been quite into
I prefer heavy cream.
This Curtis.
Don't you?
I don't.
Do you like heavy
cream? You have
cream?
A version right there.
This is... It's so in this universe, I'm an alcoholic, so I don't know about you guys.
What do you think heavy cream is?
Heavy bourbon every night for me. And she's got heavy bourbon. Heavy cream? Mm-hmm. I have heavy bourbon.
I don't know what bourbon is.
Do you want to try some?
Negative.
You are Caddis.
Yes.
Okay. Caddis.
Pretty hot, hon.
What do you mean? It's him. I mean, meow.
Oh.
For people on the podcast, she did the paw thing.
And she also said meow.
Oh. I missed that.
I'm curious about your question.
How's What's Online doing in your universe?
Well, most of the time, I don't always want to be there, so I prefer to nap after a long day, drink my heavy cream, and play with yarn.
Okay, well, you know, that sounds like we have a lot in common, actually. Like,
well, I'm you.
Is that what you'd rather do?
God, I feel like I'm being boxed into a corner here. I mean, no. I feel I come to the podcast every day refreshed.
Every day?
Every day.
He's coming to it.
Ryan, every it. Day.
Sorry. We're not supposed to be in your corner.
Well, everybody else is also an anime cat girl. We all like to nap. So the podcast is pretty much just naps.
And you can live off that?
You can record purring.
You can. Wait, so do you run more like an ASMR style podcast?
A little bit.
Is it just like a Twitch stream?
Do you call it a podcat?
It's more like a Twitch stream in a way, and then I get money.
Oh, so you film it. Hold on.
So you also get paid.
And
to nap.
Is your What's Online podcast by chance hosted on your variation of OnlyFans?
You could say that.
Are you wearing clothes when you do the What's Online podcast?
Well, of course.
Well, that's very different from what we do.
Yeah, that's different then. Hold on, what is your OnlyFans in your universe?
Well, I'm in a maid outfit.
I mean, hold on. This like the clothing kind of brings it back in now.
What?
What cat girls do you know that don't have clothes on?
Yeah, no. You kind of caught us at a weird time when me and Ryan have pants on, but we usually record the podcast in the nude. That's
yeah.
Well, that's how our universe is different. I mean, we get naked, but not for the podcast.
Oh, wait, yeah. Wait, your cat is. Hold on.
You're talking about cat fucking.
Ryan, can you take over? This is fucking me up.
I actually have to go to the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, so.
So what?
This is the sound of me walking away.
Oh my god.
And this is the sound of somebody else coming back.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Third opinions. Cock! Fucks up.
Leap, leap.
I'm here to suck some dick and not look at chicks.
Oh, should I not be here?
No, I think you can stay.
My name's Curtis, but with a C.
Hello, Curtis, with a C.
Hello.
So for people who are listening to the podcast for the third time, portals opened up and people have just kind of walked in here, and all the people who were sitting with me have left.
Well, I specifically came to this podcast because I heard that you guys usually do it in the nude, but it looks like you're wearing pants, so
you caught us on the wrong day.
Respect for,
apparently I missed
for
the memo.
Oh my dear lord.
She is dressed in a maid outfit though.
What happened to your British accent?
What happened to your British accent?
I think it's evolved into something that's more manageable.
Oh my god.
Okay, Curtis, so, with a C, how is your podcast going?
I mean, it's not so great, you know, which is fine, I guess. We get people to come on, and we like to talk about the Romans. You talk about the Romans and yours?
I do it all the time.
Yeah, he briefed it.
Oh, nice. Did you talk about how, like, fucking hot it is thinking about all those dudes just, like, wrestling naked and, like, get fucking your mouth watering? And
due to the controversy of this third character, Taylor and I have decided to make a Christmas song to replace it. Enjoy our version of Baby It's Cold Outside. Now.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like
to
now.
Break this spell.
Oh, I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move a little closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Oh, it's cold out there.
The welcome has
how lucky
been
that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
And your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Like waves on a tropical shore.
My maintenance mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Oh, baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been
your
grand.
Your eyes are like starlight
but
now.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at sorrow. Least there will be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and die.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I only knew one of them was going on. There's more.
Well, you set this up.
What are you talking about?
What? You said...
I set up the prim and proper, Curtis.
Was he gay?
Was he gay? I don't think so.
You said you thought
know.
Only one of them... Hold on, Dan.
I only knew that Curtis was coming on.
Which, okay, so you only knew one of them was coming.
Yeah.
How did that...
And one of them was hoping that everyone was coming.
Was that the gay one?
Yeah, probably.
What do you mean if that was a gay one? You fucking knew that.
I'm pretty sure that the other one, the female, was asexual. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it sounded like they... I still
they're
don't understand
gender.
How they populate.
They don't.
I don't know.
Maybe it was just her. Maybe she
maybe
just...
Maybe I haven't
fuck.
Watched
the
enough
Matrix.
Anime cat girls to
all
know.
Right, so you all were listening in on me getting gaslighted by my...
Yeah,
like,
we all left.
Yeah,
we were just kind of hiding beside the door listening in because it was really interesting. Once we heard a, like, sound
and Dan
that
had
I didn't
nachos.
Put in post. But we heard that. Yeah. It just didn't get hit. I got on mic.
And it won't go back in post. Don't worry.
Yeah, no,
it didn't get picked up.
I'm kind of like questioning all of my decisions in life all over again. Like, maybe I should have been born in fucking London. God damn.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be in a miserable position in your life.
I guess the proper Curtis did seem well off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so did Gaddis.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on
I'd
with
like
that.
I'd like to get paid to nap, for sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
I don't know much about the other one, except that he was horny.
Very gay.
He was like deep gay, too. He wasn't like flamboyant gay. He was like scary gay.
He had the F-word pass.
What?
He had the F-word pass.
I know, it was weird.
He got that.
But,
God
I mean, that's
it.
What happens when you're gay.
Yeah. When you're canonically very gay. is when you're allowed to do that.
You know, I'm all combination. Like, I'm very frustrated with, like, this idea.
That's fair.
What, just the whole, all of it, how it went down, the planning behind your back?
The sound effects.
No, like, the alternate versions, like, maybe if I made some different decisions, like, instead of being a sperm in the Midwest, being a sperm in
England.
Man,
that's real far back. Yeah.
What if you were an egg in England, though?
Yeah, what if you were in the San Francisco Bay area?
Exactly. Or what if I was a cat born hybrid? A you know, cat. Like,
yeah,
I think
you could be part of an anime.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, wrong. I thought they were all like, it was kind of freaky, like getting all that coming to me. But like, at the same time, like, if I could combine all of their lives together, that would be like what I want to be right now.
We just did that.
Yeah. Gay British cat girl?
Listen to the episode when it comes out.
Wait, hold on a second. Not the gay thing. I just want to be able to say the F word. Hold on. God damn it.
I mean, in a way, you did. In a way, Curtis came on the podcast and with said the F word in rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Harvey Milk's death day.
On Harvey Milk's death day.
That's kind of sad.
Do you feel as strong of him about as you do with Anthony Bourdain? You did an episode about that.
Did Anthony Bourdain do an episode on Harvey Milk?
No, you did an episode on Anthony Bourdain's death.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, no. God. Harvey Milk, yeah, no. Without him, San Francisco would not be as gay as it is right now, so.
Bars. Gay bars.
We wouldn't have, you know.
I like going to those.
I actually have been listening to Panty.
Bars?
Gay bars.
Oh.
I'm going to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar. I'm going to spend all your money. Oh, Abe. I've been listening to a little bit more Pansy Division lately.
Pansy Division?
Yeah.
Pansy Division.
What is that?
Homo Christmas Guys.
What?
Homo Christmas Guys. Oh,
do you not know what that is?
No. What do you mean, Homo Christmas Guys?
Pansy Division was a queercore band. Is, I think, still. Maybe
what
they
is queercore?
Holy fuck, wait.
Stereotypically, I assume it's related to, like, bubblegum pop of metal?
No. Okay, so queercore is, like, hardcore punk, but with gay people.
Would that count for trans? Because I actually know somebody.
Shouldn't that just be hardcore,
part of the
then?
Band called Pantyline. They're the headliner.
But they, like, distinguish themselves by doing it on topics that are specific to the gay community.
Okay.
It's like activist lyrics.
For sure.
Like, they have a song called That's So Gay, and it's a...
They wrote, we're here, we're queer, get used to it.
It kind of. Like, they alternate between being... I thought I talked about this on the podcast. Maybe I didn't. No. Okay, so...
I think we explained it to Rabbit once.
he's just been taking every angle to how he could say that word. Maybe if I memorize their discography, that'll let me in.
No, I actually like the band. So they kind of alternate between being hardcore punk and then, like, kind of pop-punky Ramones-style stuff. And they have a song called Homo Christmas, and it's really funny. But they...
Hold on, does it sound anything like Drunk Ukrainian?
No, it's... I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a homo Christmas this year.
And I listened to that Christmas song.
I'm not adding...
don't add anything to that. No, we might get that's literally what this. God damn it! I need to post more in the podcast chat. But yeah, no. I kind of rediscovered them lately, and their songs are kind of poignant but funny too. But
yeah,
they're yeah. So
Taylor, you want to have a homo Christmas this year?
I'm always having a homo Christmas.
I mean, look at your pants.
I know. I'm gay.
She's wearing rainbow plaid slacks, would you say? Not jeans.
No,
I just want to say pants.
I don't know what pants, like what different types
and your
of
boots
pants
are
called.
Flaming.
They are.
Like in a gay way.
I know. Because they got flames on
them. God damn it. Have I really not brought up Pansy Division before?
Oh, wait. You could have been Homo Kurt.
I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
I feel like in a way I probably was Homo Kurt.
Yeah. Well, I just mean as far as allowance.
What? Being able to say... No. It's a bad word and nobody should say it. All right.
Except
I'm gonna
gay
I mean,
Curtis.
I'm allowed.
Except gay Curtis. Wait, are you allowed to say the F word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then fuck it. I can say that.
Because I like and fuck women. Absolutely, I can.
Yeah. Yeah, but your faggot is usually reserved for gay on... male
like
on male.
Male. Dick sucking.
Yeah.
So many females say it.
Well, yeah, because they don't care about men's feelings, especially if they're gay. Lesbians don't give a shit.
Yep, I'm a full lesbian. I'm bi. So there's, you know, there's a little wiggle room for male feelings.
A little wiggle room, but yeah, like I...
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I would say that most, like if there was a guy that was taking offense to... somebody saying faggot, he probably wouldn't want like a tiny goth chick telling him that.
Probably
like,
not.
You have to read the room. It's just like how I got the N-word pass in high school.
I don't say it in front of like everybody. It's very rare if I do, and usually it's with my friends.
That's fine.
Who are all girls.
Oh, well, yeah, no, that works.
I really don't say it like to any of my guy friends, hardly ever.
I haven't heard you say it, I think, ever.
Because I don't say it very often.
Yep.
So,
I feel like there's other words than choice.
I don't know. It's like a hard hitting. It's nice. It like.
I like how offensive it is.
No, yeah.
Like the way it stings.
No, yeah. It's not even. It just is like a nice, like, ends with like the T kind of.
Yeah, wow. So does silly bitch.
No,
it does not.
It's with an H.
I don't know. What? Yeah. What else ends with T? To give the hard T feel like a hard T.
Well, I mean, there's a slur for
you. A cunt.
Yeah. You can call somebody a cunt, but that's also kind of looked down.
I use that one on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's who looked that down on.
I
just look down on by people I don't care about.
Let me put it this way. I don't lament the idea that I can't drop it whenever I want to at all. So, like, I know that...
cunt?
No, like the F word. Like, it's like, you know what? You should be more conscious of other people's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thoughts and everything. It's like, don't go out in public... with a sign that has like the M word on it and just expect to be
wow
dealing with
wait, why not? What's gonna happen?
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying.
For the listener, I just stopped finishing painting my sign.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, wow. No. It's a bit, but it's fine. But
Jesus Christ.
I've come discombobulated myself because I'm like, all right, I'm trying to be respectful of gay people. And you're like, oh, I get to say faggot. And I'm like, well, fuck, I get to say faggot.
Well,
I've seen a penis before.
Yeah, but did you suck it?
No, but.
Well.
Yeah, but that's a lot different in your situation.
Is it?
Yeah, being a goth white girl is not the same thing as being a
straight white man.
Alcoholic beer gut. I think it's a lot more gay for me to suck a dick than it is for you.
Well, it's not gay for me to suck a dick at all.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
All right, but you get to say the F word.
Well, no, because she likes women as well.
I eat pussy.
Yeah,
that makes you the D word.
Dyke.
Yeah,
that makes me bisexual.
More like, yeah. I feel like it's more reserved for, like, butch.
Lesbian, yeah.
Yeah, is dyke offensive, or is that, like...
You don't really hear it very often.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's kind of
one
old
that
school.
They love.
Carpet muncher, that sort of thing.
Oh, my God.
Carpet meme,
I've
that.
Heard that, but yeah. I was like, what the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about slurs.
Apparently.
This is getting cut off.
Only because you were talking about how you didn't get to say the other.
Yeah. I did bring up the envy aspect.
Yeah.
Now I'm just justifying why I can't.
No,
during that whole Bing Dan just put a big old bleep over the whole thing. Right?
This whole part just beep.
Yeah, until Kurt says, yeah.
No, yeah, just have it like a 5 second and then Curtis said something awful.
Just yeah,
I
just,
didn't say anything.
Just speed cut it
you
of Curtis
it
saying
fast.
All the bad words.
You did say it real fast.
Skizzerum.
What if I say it's slower, it's better?
do you want to try it?
I don't, because I don't want this to be permanent on the internet forever.
Oh my god.
All right.
Did we find Hampshire?
No.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, we're going to listen to Homo Christmas after we conclude here real quick.
But I mean,
is it
hell
too
yeah.
early for Christmas music?
Yes.
It's not December.
It is not December. We're
but for the listener, I do have Christmas music on this episode.
What?
What?
On this episode?
Yeah,
on
it was on the first
episode.
Half.
The Christmas music?
It was my rendition of Christmas Time Is Here. Because I have the rights to it, and I'm looking for instrumentals that I have.
Didn't even hear it.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Oh, it was the intro song.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that.
We were really focused on spiders.
That was the end of the first half, which it did play there, too.
Oh, shit. What are you looking up?
Hampshire.
We're back to Hampshire.
Fact, I went to the end website and I couldn't find the fucking manifesto anywhere.
It's the first blog post.
Oh, well...
Oh, shit. You're just trying to find it?
You gotta tap through like 12 times.
Oh, is he just like not doing this anymore? Is that
no,
why we can't
didn't
find
it?
No,
in 2019.
Well, that's
that
when he stopped
ago.
Doing the blog, yeah. But he's got like a YouTube channel.
He's still hamstring.
He's hamstring.
Hamstring.
You know, I wonder when that last upload was. Look that side.
I almost said hamsters at work. Hamsters.
So how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm talking, huh?
Well, they're both on their phones now.
Right, I know. Yeah, mine's over there.
Here, well, slap me some skin. Oh, sister.
Some jab. Yeah.
I don't know if that caught that, but I tried to make
did.
It sound really good.
Who knows? Maybe.
That hurt my hand,
God,
actually.
Yeah, so
really?
Many
yeah.
Interesting.
I slapped your hand real hard.
Yeah,
you got man hands. I have little sickly lady fingers.
Yeah. How's the sickness level?
Down.
Are you down with the sickness? Or are you kind
Sometimes.
Of feeling a little bit up?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
They are invested.
Yeah.
Well,
Ryan's
of
trying to find the latest YouTube update on Hampshire.
Yeah, for yeah. everybody
and
in
Kurt's
podcast
trying to find
land.
The manifesto
Ryan
by just scrolling
on their phones.
Sorry, everyone. 1 month ago was the last update. Oh, wait, no, this... I chose Hampshire is now doing first-person shooter worldview.
What the
and
fuck?
And new analog horror.
With hamsters?
And Ham Dad's
no,
Musical Crimes Volume
no.
1 featuring AI Alex
he has
Jones.
Just changed what he's trying to make money off of.
He's
now.
He's
okay.
He's given up on Hampshire.
Oh, five months ago he has an update on resealing Hab Towers.
Yeah, all I was finding was a bunch of people that are fairly upset with the conditions in which these hamsters are living under his command.
That's what I was saying last time, but everybody was like, oh, he obviously cares about his animals.
You know, it sounds like that's not the what's going on. Okay.
Thanks for listening. What's a line? I'm at Gmail.
Hamster on the next episode, too.
Bye. Okay, I'll figure it out.
We'll print it out. Mm-hmm. Bye. Alex Jones. Hey,
weird.
Yes.
Again, that was empty inside. Oh, fuck you. You little shit. Again, that was Empty Inside by Osmium.
You know that it's cocaine.
Cocaine. Oh.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Weird.
Yes.